All right, let's have another word of prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, we rejoice that we can come before you by the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word and the spiritual food that we can get from it, and we rejoice together that we recognize we have the Holy Spirit as our teacher, and we look to him alone. We pray that any thoughts that might come from men would be passed away, but we would rejoice in the truth of your word alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are studying together in the Gospel of John, verse by verse, and we are going to not be in the Gospel of John for this evening, but let me read you the first three verses just as an introduction. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now we have seen so far that we have the Word and we have God that were already there in the beginning. And we have seen that the Lord has made it clear that God and the Word are the same. We have seen that in this book, the Word is the subject, and that the Lord does things by the power of his Word. He says, let there be light, and there's light. At the end of the age, he's going to speak with the breath of his mouth, and the Word will be destroyed. And so we got ourselves to the third verse, and we went through the verse itself, we saw that all things were made by him, and without him was not one thing made that was made. And so we looked at that, and we postulated that the Holy Spirit had posed a question to us. If the Lord created all things, what does that mean? Did the Lord create sin? And so we finished last week looking at the fact that our God is holy, our God is righteous, our God is good, all of his works are good. And so we laid the groundwork for considering it together so that if human words come out meaning anything to cast dispersions at our God, that he is in any way unrighteous, that's a human frailty. That's not a scriptural one. He is indeed not that way. Because the Lord posed that question, at least to me, we're going to spend our time this evening in the 9th chapter of Romans. So if you would turn with me, please, to the 9th chapter of Romans. We're going to begin there. And we're actually going to begin, we'll start looking at the 6th verse. And we'll read a few verses and then we're going to stop. I'm not exactly certain how the Lord is going to work our timing out, so I want to tell you what we're looking at and what the results are going to be before we start. So if we have to stop in the middle, then you'll know where we're headed. It is open discussion. I don't know that I always look up, so feel free to sing out if something needs to be said or if a comment occurs to you. What we are going to see is we are going to find out that the Holy Spirit has followed that same pattern that we've looked at.